بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا ابنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم. In the previous ayats we read how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam refused to go with the people for the occasion of their idol worship out of town, and staying back in between he broke all the idols in the temple and left the axe hanging from the neck of the biggest idol. When the people returned, went to the temple and saw all the idols broken, immediately they thought this must be the work of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they had arrested him, and there was a court case in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam got the opportunity to make it clear to them that the worshipping of the idols is the most stupid thing, that they are carving it out with their own hands and they are worshipping what they have made. The Creator creates you, not you make your Creator and then you worship your Creator. That was the height of stupidity. Realizing this, and they had no answers, and then an abuse of power, they decided to burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in a huge fire. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَالْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. بولے بناو اس کے واسطے ایک عمارت پھر ڈالو اس کو آگ کے ڈھیر میں. Burn a huge fire, the smoke of which will be kissing the skies. In other words, a very, very huge building, a fire that will be burning a furnace, and then catapult Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into this fire. All the details of this is given in the 17th supara. فَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. پھر چاہنے لگے اس پر دعو کرنا, پھر ہم نے ڈالا انہی کو نیچے. And they had decided then that they will plan against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that they will burn him in this fire. But we had planned different, and we had planned to humiliate and disgrace them and destroy the plan completely. And that was that we had planned that when Ibrahim alayhi salam will enter the fire, we will make it into a garden. And this Namrud, the king of the time, and all the people saw with their open eyes that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, instead of burning in a fire, has been placed in a garden and is enjoying in the garden. And when finally he came out from there, it is said Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam spent a period of 40 days in the fire, and he said that this was the best part of my life that I ever had, enjoying in this beautiful garden, which must have been a garden of Jannat which Allah Ta'ala had put him in this world already. Then the king and all knew that they are in the wrong. But when stubbornness overtakes a person, pride overtakes a person, and obstinacy, then though he understands and realizes he's wrong, but this is such a terrible disease, being obstinate and stubborn, that a person does not want to accept the truth, though it is vivid, open in front of him. So they advised Ibrahim alayhi salam, you rather leave here. But they won't change their wrong worship, and they will rather enter into the fire. Just like Abu Talib at the time of his mort, he said, I would prefer the fire than the humiliation of my people, that they must say, I gave in to the words of my nephew and I listened to him. This is a terrible thing, that a person is even prepared to burn forever in the fire. And a person, if he has this habit of being obstinate and stubborn, it is very necessary to remedy this disease. Otherwise, it can lead to total and complete destruction forever. So this people advise Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to leave. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. اور بولا میں چاہتا ہوں اپنے رب کے طرف, پھر وہ مجھ کو راہ دکھائے. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'll make hijrat in the path of Allah, and Allah will guide me. Allah will guide me where I must go, and He will guide me what work I must do. I'm here in this world for not for my own work, but for the work of Allah. And I must see and just do the work of Allah, and Allah will guide me where I must go. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was at that time in Iraq, And now he had decided to go towards Syria. Allah guided him towards Syria. On his way, his wife Hajira and his wife Sarah both were with him. And he made this dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi habli minas salihin. Hey Rabb, bakhash mujhko koi nek beta. Oh Allah, grant me a good pious offspring child. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. پھر جو خوش خبری دی ہم نے اس کو ایک لڑکے کی جو ہوگا تحمل والا. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was given the glad news by Allah Ta'ala of a child that will be born to him from his wife Hajira, and he will be very tolerant because he was going to face in future great test. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the quality of tolerance that he was going to be slaughtered by his father, and for that he needed this great quality of tolerance. From here also we should make dua for qualities. We make dua for things of this dunya. We want a good income, we want a nice house, car, etc. But for inside qualities we don't make dua. That Allah must give us taqwa, iman. Allah must give us this quality of to forbear, to tahammul, etc. The inside qualities are the most important, and we should make dua for them and effort for them also. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. پھر جب پہنچا اس کے ساتھ دورنے کو. And when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, as the son was named, and he came to the age of 7 or 17, whatever the age might be, but he became a young boy, and he came to the age where he could start helping his father in his work. The old father who needed the help of this young boy. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was shown a dream for 3 continuous nights. And the dreams of the Anbiya are also 100% true. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam understood this was wahi, revelation from Allah Ta'ala. He explained this dream, the command of Allah to his son. And the reason for this was to test him that how much does he submit to Allah Ta'ala. Not to make mashura with him whether to complete the command of Allah. That is impossible that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would make that mashura. But this was to test his son, how much is he prepared to submit also to Allah Ta'ala, how much of iman has he got, and accept the will of Allah. So he said to him, Ya Bunayya, Inni arafil manam anni adbahuka. Kaha, Ae, main dekhta hu khab mein ke tujhko zubah karta hu. I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you. In other words, Allah has given me this command to slaughter you, and this dream that had come continuously. Fanzur maada tara. Phir dekh tu. Tu kya dekhta hai? So you also tell me, what is your opinion of this? That is, he was testing him whether he was also prepared to accept the command of Allah or not. And we should understand, a boy of 7 or 17, a young boy which has got so much of a small boy, the desires to play. A child does not want to die. And a boy of 17, he has got many different ideas in his mind. And for him at that time to be prepared to die is also a sign of his great, great iman. Immediately he told his father, قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. بولا اے باپ, کر ڈال جو تجھ کو حکم ہوتا ہے, تو مجھ کو پائے گا اگر اللہ نے چاہا سہارنے والے والا. Oh, he said, Oh my father, do what you have been commanded. Do not delay. And in the details of the slaughtering, also we saw how Ismail alayhi salam told his father, blindfold yourself, because when our eyes will meet, father and son, and the greatest love that there is between family members are those who are closer to Allah. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have the greatest love. And he told him, sharpen the knife also, so easily you can slaughter me. So he passed the test with not only flying colors, even even more than that. 100% he submitted himself to the command of Allah Ta'ala. And he said also another very great lesson. He had that iman, he had that submission. Allah had made him tolerant, but he said still, inshaAllah. He did not trust himself even then. After having, in other words, like we are going to travel, we got everything, the passport, the ticket, transport arranged to the airport, we are phoning in, the plane is on time, everything, we have pre-seated ourselves, we have checked in online already, but still, inshaAllah, it isn't in our hands. Only if Allah wishes, no matter what we do, a true mu'min, part of his regular vocabulary will be inshaAllah. That only if Allah wishes, a Nabi of such a great level, and he is completely prepared, but still he says, inshaAllah, that you will find me from those who make sabr. We should never make big claims that I'll never miss my Fajr namaz, for example. I will never do a wrong thing. I will never do this. I'll definitely do this. That we should never claim, always inshaAllah, if Allah wishes. That it is not in my hands, it is in the hands of Allah. Minus inshaAllah, actually it is, we are claiming we are gods ourselves. We got power to do, so we don't need the help of Allah. And that is a form of shirk also. And this is very, very common amongst us. If we don't make effort on our iman, then this is very common that we have the shirk in us, and we think we are the doers of our actions and the creators of our actions, which Allah just previously had mentioned, وَخَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah has created you, and Allah is the creator of your actions also. You are not the creator of your actions. So depend fully on Allah, and a true muwahid, a one who believes in the oneness of Allah, will make it known also, and he will say, inshaAllah. We should consider whether this yesterday or today, think for ourselves, whether the word inshallah ever comes on our tongues. Whether we are talking on the phone, whether we're making an appointment, I'll meet you at 8 o'clock, we leave together at 10 o'clock, whatever we'll do, I'll deliver the goods, I'll do this, but there's no inshallah in our talk. In other words, we believe I will do everything. And this is a very great weakness of iman. We should have iman, and we should make it known, and the word inshallah should be very common on our tongue. May Allah give tawfiq.